This is Introductions, a Stranger Things fanfic written by Faye and read by Rena Jenkins. This story is rated G and is Jen, featuring the relationship of pre-Billy Hargrove Steve Harrington, with additional tags for alternate universe, werewolf, first meetings, werewolves recognize each other on sight, and Billy recognizes handsome when he sees it. Billy and Max are new to Hawkins. Dustin has unfortunate timing. Author's notes. For Harringrove Microfic and Art, November prompt, Moon, 965 words. That was so cool. Do you, like, howl at the moon at midnight, too? Billy didn't even try to resist the urge to roll his eyes over the stupid kid's stupid question. He did resist growling, though, due to the fact that the kid had just seen him transform back to human after his monthly change. Wouldn't want to freak out Max's new classmate on their first week in town, after all. Speaking of Max, she was the one to answer, since Billy sure as hell wasn't going to. What? No, of course he doesn't. Since it was Billy's first change in a new territory, she'd offered to stay in the car to keep an eye out in case the cops or curious locals passed by and got suspicious about a strange car on a random road in the middle of the night. So she'd been there when Billy got back after his run. And unfortunately, she hadn't been alone. One of her new classmates, a curly-haired kid with weird teeth, had apparently been biking past and seen her and decided to strike up a conversation, and she hadn't been able to get rid of him before Billy showed up, still half wolfed out. Honestly, the kid had taken it pretty well. Anyone else would have screamed and made a run for it at the sight of a naked teen with claws and glowing eyes stumbling out of the woods. God, Billy wished the kid had just screamed and made a run for it. It would have sucked to have been outed so soon, but at least it would have beat the kid excitedly trailing after him and blabbering, even as Billy walked around the car, putting his clothes back on. That's good, actually. That would have been suspicious. There haven't been wolves in Indiana since, like, 1908. There are deer, though. Do you eat deer? Do you hunt deer? An excited gasp, then, oh my god, do you turn into a wolf and hunt deer? Billy didn't deign that with a reply. He had Maxine for that. What the fuck, Dustin? Oh, so that was the kid's name. He doesn't turn into a wolf and hunt deer. Billy pointedly didn't say anything about the dead rabbit. Why would you think that? The kid made a duh face that made Billy want to punch him. I've read it in comic books. Oh, and I guess you believe everything you read in a comic book? No, the kid replied, drawing the word out and sounding way too sassy for his own good. But I learned about werewolves from them, and since that proved to be real, maybe the rest is too. But if I got it wrong, feel free to correct me. In fact, and here he shrugged off his backpack and reached in for a notebook and a pen. Please, tell me everything. God help him, Billy was gonna strangle this kid. Before he got a chance to, though, the rumble of a car engine caught his attention. And soon after, the headlights of a car bathed the road in light. All three of them, Billy, Max, and the annoying kid, turned to look as the car rolled to a stop next to the parked Camaro. The door on the driver's side opened and someone stepped out, and Billy realized two things simultaneously. One, the guy was his age and really handsome. Two, the guy was a werewolf. The guy must have realized the same about Billy, because his eyes didn't leave Billy's, even as he addressed the kid. Dustin, what are you doing here? Claudia sent me to pick you up at the Byers house, but when I got there, Joyce said you already left. You know your mom doesn't like you biking in the dark by yourself. I'm not by myself, though, the kid said, breathless. I'm with Max. This is Max. She goes to my school. I found her out here, and I thought she'd been kidnapped or something, because, like, a girl sitting in an abandoned car in the middle of the night. It obviously wasn't abandoned, Max snarked, oblivious to the newcomer's status, since she hadn't had her first change yet. Since I was sitting in it. But it turned out she was just waiting for her brother, and Steve, you're not gonna believe this. Billy and the newcomer, Steve, had been standing stock still since their eyes met, tensed and waiting for the other to make a move. But as soon as the kid began gesturing wildly towards Billy, Steve reached out to pull him behind him. Dustin, get in the car. Smart. You shouldn't trust strange werewolves around kids. Which was precisely why Billy had subtly placed himself in front of Maxine. Dustin protested loudly. No, but Steve, you don't understand. A glance at Steve's perfect hair, and Billy felt the sudden urge to ruffle some feathers. He already knows, kid, he therefore said, and got to see the kid's head whirl around and stare at first him, then Steve, then Max, and then back to Steve again. What? Have you met already? I thought you were homesick from school these last few days. Which must be why Billy hadn't seen him around yet. He grinned, showing a hint of fang. A wolf always recognizes another wolf. We can smell each other. He nodded not so subtly to the notebook the kid was still holding. You can note that down. He looked up at Steve's face and let his tongue run over his teeth. Really? The kid said, and then seemed to realize the implications of what Billy just said. Wait, does that mean... A gasp and then a shriek, loud enough for birds to flee the nearby trees. You're a werewolf, Steve! The end. Reader's notes. Happy 2025 to the first potfic I have recorded in this, the year, 2025. Thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.